"You could have woken me up," said Ron crossly. "You can come tonight. I'm going back. I want to show you the mirror."
"I'd like to see your mum and dad," Ron said eagerly. "And I want to see all your family, all the Weasleys. You'll be able to show me your other brothers and everyone."
"You can see them any old time," said Ron. "Just come round my house this summer. Anyway, maybe it only shows dead people. Shame about not finding Flamel, though. Have some bacon or something. Why aren't you eating anything?"
Harry couldn't eat. He had seen his parents and would be seeing them again tonight. He had almost forgotten about Flamel. It didn't seem very important any more.
Who cared what the three-headed dog was guarding? What did it matter if Snape stole it, really?
"Are you all right?" said Ron. "You look odd."
What Harry feared most was that he might not be able to find the mirror room again. With Ron covered in the cloak too, they had to walk much more slowly the next night. They tried retracing Harry's route from the library, wandering around the dark passageways for nearly an hour.
"I'm freezing," said Ron. "Let's forget it and go back."
"No," Harry hissed. "I know it's here somewhere."
They passed the ghost of a tall witch gliding in the opposite direction, but saw no one else. Just as Ron started moaning that his feet were dead with cold, Harry spotted the suit of armour.
"It's here. Just here. Yes."
They pushed the door open. Harry dropped the cloak from around his shoulders and ran to the mirror. There they were. His mother and father beamed at the sight of him.
"See?" Harry whispered.
"I can't see anything."
"Look! Look at them all. There are loads of them."
"I can only see you."
"Look in it properly. Go on, stand where I am."
Harry stepped aside. But with Ron in front of the mirror, he couldn't see his family anymore, just Ron in his paisley pyjamas. Ron, though, was staring transfixed at his image.
"Look at me," he said.
"Can you see all your family standing around you?"
"No, I'm alone. But I'm different. I look older. And I'm head boy."
"What?"
"I am. I'm wearing the badge like Bill used to. And I'm holding the house cup and the Quidditch cup. I'm Quidditch captain, too."
Ron tore his eyes away from this splendid sight to look excitedly at Harry.
"Do you think this mirror shows the future?"
"How can it? All my family are dead. Let me have another look."
"You had it to yourself all last night. Give me a bit more time. You're only holding the Quidditch cup. What's interesting about that? I want to see my parents. Don't push me."
A sudden noise outside in the corridor put an end to their discussion. They hadn't realised how loudly they had been talking.
"Quick!"
Ron threw the cloak back over them as the luminous eyes of Mrs. Norris came round the door. Ron and Harry stood quite still, both thinking the same thing. Did the cloak work on cats? After what seemed an age, she turned and left.
"This isn't safe. She might have gone for Filch. I bet she heard us. Come on."
And Ron pulled Harry out of the room.